We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kufhei Omid Beis, and we are starting on Kufhei Omid Aleph, approximately 8 lines from the bottom, by the 2 dots. Pirashti Veindei Ma Pirashti. So there, we have in the Mishnah, if someone says, I was mefarish which mincha to bring, but I forgot which one it was. I forgot. So halach is, you bring 5 menachos. You bring 5 different menachos, because you know you're mefarish one of them. You can't just walk in with a mincha silas. Maybe you're mefarish mincha's machbas. So since you're mefarish, if you don't know which one, you have to bring 5 different menachos. You have to bring a mincha's silas, a mincha's machbas, a mincha's macheshes, a mincha's mafatana, either v'chalais or a rekikim. 5 different menachos. Zogti Gemara, a man tana who says you have to bring 5, on Rav Yirmi, you'd like Rav Shimon. It can't be going to Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon, kiven dama mechza chalas, mechza rekikim, yavdi, since he holds that you bring half chalas, half rekikim. So then, inam yisav lo krav Yehuda, he holds a krav Yehuda, ama kom menachos, bois esed, the all menachos come, 10 chalas each, ikala spuke ba arba esra menachos. You could bring 14 different menachos. They could bring 14 different combinations of menachos. How is that? Because you have to bring 3 mechaselas, mechasmach, and mechasha. That's 3 altogether. Then you have to bring, that's 3. Now, for the mafatan, you have to bring 11 different combinations. Why? You have to bring either, start with kula rakikim, or you have to bring 1 rakik and 9 chalas, 2 rakik and 8 chalas, 3 and 7, figure that that's 10, and then or maybe kula chalas. So kula kikim, kula chalas, and the 9 things in between, altogether 11. 11 plus 3 is 14. So according to Rav Shimon, it's not only 5 and 5, it could be 9 and 1 also, or 8 and 2, or 6 and 4. So,
why is it 14? It should be 20.
No, it's 14. So forget 3 out of the way, right? There's 11 left. Why? Let's figure it out. We'll do it with the fingers. Either kula rakikim, or 9 and 1, let's say 9 rakikim and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, 5 and 5, 6, 4 and 6, 3 and 7, 2 and 8, 1 and 9, that's 10, and then kula chalas is 11. So it's exactly 11. That's exactly 11. Any other combination, you already did it already. You did 9 and 1 chalas, so it's 14 altogether. So you bring 14 according to Rav Shimon. So come down, our Mishnah says 5. So our Mishnah can't be Rav Shimon because for Rav Shimon should be 14. Abaya Omar, a filo tamer Rav Shimon, it could be 5. Why? Shemila Rav Shimon Omar, Maisi Umasni. We'll bring a raya. The Rav Shimon holds you can make it tonight. So basically, for Rav Shimon, you're going to bring 2, just like Rabbanim, bring 2 menachos in the Mafatana family, one of Kula Rekikim, one of Kula Chalas. You bring both of them, and you say like this, if I was Mechayev Rekikim, here it is. Mechayev Chalas is here. If I was Chayev half-half, or part-part, it's right here also. In this too, it's right here. Which is a Chiddush, we'll see, because it's really 2 Kalim, but we'll see. So here, you're right here, you have all 2. So that could be Rav Shimon. By my filter, Rav Shimon, Shemila Rav Shimon, I'm my same master. You find Rav Shimon can make it tonight. Where do you find that? The town of the Brisa. This Brisa is found in Masechtas Nazir. It was brought down in Nazir, Sefta Nazir. But there's a bunch of Bletta Gemara in Nazir, which we're not going to get into now because it would take us a few months. Is there, the Gemara there is talking about someone who's a Sophic Nazir and a Sophic Mitzayra. See, he has a big problem. To become Ois Mitzayra, you have to take a haircut. 2 haircuts, actually. A haircut beginning of the process and a week later also. A Nazir who's a Nazir Torah can't take a haircut. So you have to do is, you have to wait really 60 days to bring your Kabbanis of the Mitzayra. Because the first haircut you only could take after 30 days. So if you were a Nazir, you couldn't take 30 days. And a second haircut, you also wait 30 days. Because maybe the first Nazir was Nazir Tamer and now you start Nazir Tahira. So for 60 days, you have to wait till you bring your carbon mitzvah and you finish your haircuts. It takes 60 days to get those 2 haircuts. So it says, after 60 days, you bring the carbon. Now remember, we're not sure if he needs a carbon, this mitzvah, because the mitzvah brings the asham, but we're not sure if he's a mitzvah, because he's a Suffolk mitzvah. So it says in the Brayos like this, Tatanya, Rav Shimon, Eimer, Lamacharos, which means after 60 days, maybe asham ibeluga, he brings his asham and his loig, which is what a mitzvah brings, on top of the base now, Imai, Vaimer, and he says, in mitzvah, who, if I'm a tzayra, zeu asham, zeu lugay. This is the asham, this is the loig. The loig, you put on the behind eyes, and you spritz it towards the pareiches, and you give it the rest of the kahanim. So zeh asham zeh aluga. Vim lav, if we don't need asham, we're going to turn this asham into ashlamim. Asham zeh yesham with a dava. Va'oise asham, this asham will be a very unique asham. It'll be a hybrid, an asham that has asham dinim and shlam dinim. Va'oise asham talin shchita but tzafin, like an asham, which is kachakachim, which is not shlamim, doesn't need tzafin. But it'll be like an asham needs tzafin. Umatam behind this, which is like an asham. V'smicho nesachim v'tnufa v'chaz v'shoik, which is all shlamim related. V'nechal zichri kahuna, which is asham related, because by asham, which is kachakachim, can only eat them by a Zachar, Mashiach and Shlomo can be to anyone. L'yoyim v'layla, only one day, one night, also Asham Dik and not Shlomo Dik. Now, that's what you do, you make us tonight. So we see, Rav Shimon holds of Tanoim, you can make a tonight. Ba'af agav, the Kamafrik Mar, B'shchitas Kachim, even though they ask Akasha, in Mesech Lezvachim, they ask, Eima, Dom Rav Shimon, Maisti, Amasti, L'chat Chila, L'skunei Gavra. So there, like this. The problem is, how can you do such a thing? You're being memayet in the achila of the shlamim. In just case the shlamim, it's a come to noiser maybe, and you only made it one day or one night, so it's not like achila. So the Gemara Taka says there in Mesechus Zvachim, "V'avagav to come afrig mar b'shus kachem aim with Rav Shimon." When Rav Shimon say allowed to do such a thing, ma'isi ma'isi the achila only skuna gavra. Here the mitzrayer has no choice. He wants to become mutter. He has to do this. Aba alma the evidence achila law. You can't do it. So here, why are you telling me now to bring this mincha? Zokti Gemara, Hani Mili Gavi Shlomim, the Kamayat Bachilosam. That's why a Shlomim, we Mayat Bachilosam. The Havalu Kachim Beis Apsul. You can bring Kachim Beis Apsul. Avon Menachos, the Tanai has no issues whatsoever. It's Vamsh Chachil de Katanai. Avon Menachos, a Philo Chachilo, because you're not being Mayat Nachilo. All Menachos eat at the same time. So therefore, I take two Menachos here, the fully Rakikim, the fully Chalas, make a Tanai. If a Machayev Rakikim Chalas, here it is. If a mechayev combination, let the combination be included here. Even though Rav Shimon says not to do something like chetchila, it's only by Asham and Ashlamim. We're there. There's a chashash you'll be might in the oichel. But by menachos, there is no issue whatsoever, and therefore, fear Rav Shimon, we have it tonight. That's a bias malach over here that our Mishnah stims, even according to Rav Shimon, because lemaisa you can make this tonight. But Gemara doesn't have some problems with this. That this tonight and fear Rav Shimon might have other issues that we have to work through. Only a popular by Rav Shimon, Doma Mechza Chaos Mechza Rakikim, Yovi, how can you do that? Called Kamaisi Yisarin Echo Mishnei Yisarin. Lo Yachem Shnei Lugim. Lemaisa, what you're doing is you're taking here a Yisarin for the Minchas Chalos of the Mafatana, you're taking a Yisarin for Minchas Rakikim, a loik for this, a loik for that, and I'm telling you, there's a combination here of a Mincha. How can you put a mincha two different kelim? You can't do that. I can bring one mincha two different kelim? No, you have to put it into one kelim. So how are you doing such a thing? So I don't know. Shemin le Rav Shimon. Rashi says I don't know where this Rav Shimon is, but Shemin le Rav Shimon. Domam emhevi isarin echa v'shtei isarin is lo yachem v'shtei lugim yatsa. It works. It definitely works. But now there's another kasha, a very fundamental question. When you bring chalais and kikim together, what do? You take a koimetz from both of them. You presumably mix them together. Take a koimetz from both of them. And now you have a koimetz to matter your chalais, right? But here, you're taking a koimetz from rikikim, koimetz from chalais. You're not taking a koimetz from both. You take a koimetz from each. And you can't just take... How do you do that thing? So how do you make a kmitza? I'll tell you what you do. The mastiv amar, you make a tanai like this. If my nether is to bring chalas alone or kikim alone, Amri the kokomits the machalas have a chalas. So the kokomits on the chalas on the chalas, the kokomits the merakikim will have a kikim. My kmitz on a kikim, we are on a kikim. Im mechzer kikim mechzer chalas. So, and if I'm bringing five of each, Amri the kokomits the machalas to have a mechzer chalas, my kokomits on chalas should be on the half of the chalas. Umechzer kikim and half to rakikim. The kmitza v'rakikim lava machzor kikim machzor chalas. Each kmitza should be on both of them.
Why you need two?
You don't know which one is which. You don't know exactly. You need two anyway because one's the chalas and one's rakikim, and they might be independent kabbalas. So you definitely have to bring for both of them. They might be independent. Chalas might be chalas or rakikim. On the tzad of both. So I have to have in mind each one. I don't know which ones it will be the real kaimitz. So each one I have to have in mind. That's on both. Because I don't know which one's which. So here you're going to do on both. Frayti Gemara va'abayim mikvitz chad koymitz mechalas urikikim. Lamaisa, how does that work? Lamaisa, I need a koymitz from both. They have to have a mixture. I have to have a koymitz that's a mixture because I have to have a koymitz that has both in it. There's a carbon of mixture. It's a carbon of chalas and rikikim. I need both. So the Gemara, let me just read it in Psalm one time. Va'abayim mikvitz chad koymitz mechalas urikikim. Here, because koymitz achalas urikikim, rikikim achalas. You're not doing it. You have no combination of kaimitz here. Each kaimitz is independently by itself. One's a chalas kaimitz, one's a kikim kaimitz. So you, even though you're having your mind on both, but lemaisa, the kaimitz alone doesn't have both. So to Gemara, that's the first Rav Shimon we had before already. Shamila Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says there before, when you have the chalas of a kikim, it's really a braisa, samach gimel and beis, that talks about Rav Shimon Shita, a little bit more by Riches. And there the Gemara says that, what do you do? Ma'ata rotzel havi chalas maybe rikikim maybe mechz chalas mechz rikikim maybe. It says this. I'm reading your brayso. Uboil alam. You mix them both. V'kaimitz v'shneim. Zok the brayso and Rav Shimon. V'mkamatz va'ola b'yada me'echad ashneim yotza. Sometimes even when you mix it, you might not get it exact. And unless you just took off on one of them. Zok the brayso fear of Shimon will work. So it's very good. Rav Shimon should toss it. Whoa, it works. So, look at Gemara. Shmuel Rav Shimon Amar im kamatz va'el biyad me'achashdem yotza. Frayt Gemara kasha va'ika moisar shemen. What do you do with the extra shemen? So now remember, by the difference is like this: by chalos you mix it, by rikikim you shmir it. So the halach is according to Rav Shimon, when you have half chalos, half rikikim, what you do is like this: you first mix the oil into the chalas a little bit, then the other half of oil you smear the rikikim. What do you do with the rest? You put it back into the chalas. You mix the rest, what is left over. After I smear it, I put it back into the chalas. That's what I do. Here, I'm not doing that. Because here, I thought I'm not doing that, because here, I have here the chalas and the rikikim, and keeping it separate. So Zok Tomorrow, let's see inside. What do you say? Moisa Shemen machzir lechalas. Ikula rikikim or Moisa Shemen nechal lekahanim. So what do you do over here? You're not sure. When you look at this rikikim, these 10 rikikim over here, we're not sure what this is. Is this a rikikim hybrid, which is together with the chalas, or it's rikikim by itself? And it's a difference. If it's rikikim by itself, the moisa goes to the kahanim. If it's rikikim together with the chalas, you put it back to the chalas. So what do you do here? So the Gemara going to Kriv Shimon Yehuda. Kriv Shimon Yehuda, the time Shimon Yehuda, I'm Shimon Rav Shimon. He says Rav Shimon, Moishchon Kemin Ki, every time it's always Moishchon Kemin Ki, Moishchon Shem Nechel Kanem. Even when it's a hybrid, even when it's Mechza Mechza, you're always Moishchon Kemin Ki, or Moishchon Shem Nechel Kanem. So that's all to stem with Rav Shimon. But now the Gemara goes back to the whole idea that you only bring five. Pray the Gemara Kasha like this. Why is there only a din of five, right? The halacha is here, you're bringing a choice of these five. Why is that? Why don't you have a din that's a sixth one also? There's a sixth one also. There should be a suffix of a sixth. Actually, it's funny because Taisvis and Daf Kuvdal on Beis asked this kasha when you say a Reilai Mincha Yovi Ezis Yirtza. Taisvis and Kuvdal on Beis on the Mishnah asks, "What about the Michas Asachim? Why only those five?" So he says that usually when a person is Misnadiv Daitai usually on Menachos Hamfureshes, and really it's a very similar question over here. Where here it's going on. Here's going Reilai Mincha. Here's going by Parashti. It says you bring five. So why don't you bring six? So I guess it's a little different kasha. When this guy says a re'elai mincha, he usually means something mincha in the Torah. But parashti can mean anything, because we know by mincha sachem, you can be parashti also. So that's where his kasha is. Once I'm saying it was a parashti, I don't always parashti. Maybe he was mefarash mincha sachem. That's the Gemara's kasha. Pray the Gemara kasha, only Rav Kana Rav Ashi. Ve'ikla spuka mincha sachem. Doma Rav Masnad of all the mincha sachem chal yoyim. Vilad of Masnad mincha sachem chal yoyim. And actually, it's interesting that what does it mean when you're menadav minchas asachim? It can mean anything. It can mean soilus together with shemen and yayin, or it can be plain yayin, plain shemen. I'm not sure if that all lives in the Gemara's kasha, then maybe you have even more than five, you have more than six, you have like seven or eight different combinations. I'm not sure if that's included in the kasha, but it could be. It's included in the kasha also that maybe you'd be misnadav minchas asachim, which can mean different ways. There can be different ways. Yeah. From the Rishonim, it's not, the Rebbeinu Gershom, and from Rashi, it's not the Klar this point, how vital the kasha is. But either way, the kasha is, what happened to Mechas HaSachem? Zach the Gemara, Kikam Estaf Galei, Gemara is a simon, a bunch of different reasons why there's no suffix on Mechas HaSachem. The simon is, Yochid, Beglal, Levoina, Beluga, and Mikmatza. So, Baal, Beglal, Yochid, first of all, a bunch of the chalukim, why Mechas HaSachem is unique, and it's different than these five, and that's why it doesn't mean this. First of all, Baal, Beglal, Yochid, Baal, Beglal, Tzibur. A Mechas HaSachem comes by Yochid, comes by a Tzibur. By Tzibur, you have Mechas HaSachem also. Not as an Adava, but together with Kabarnas. So here, loy mistafkele, because a regular mincha is only biyachid. There's no such thing as a mincha soiles, a mincha machvas by a tzibur. So you only mistafkele by something that's ba biyachid alone. But ba begal yachid, ba begal tzibur, loy mistafkele. Another thing is, kika mistafkele, ba begal atzma, something that comes by itself. Ba begal zevach, a usual mincha sachem comes by zevach, loy mistafkele, I'm a sofik in such a thing. Huh? No, you could bring it by yourself, but it's something that usually is a nachschlepper. The usual thing is that it usually comes together with something else. It's not that's the classic mincha sachem. You're allowed to bring it by itself, but classic mincha sachem is something that comes with it. That's what the whole creation of mincha sachem is. Baba glal zevach. Kikam estaf kalei tuna levoina. Something needs levoina. She ain't tuna levoina estaf kalei. Mincha sachem does not need levoina. When I have mincha, I mean levoina with frankincense. That's the third nafkamin ready. Kikum mustafkalei baloy comes baba lug comes with a lug. Baba shleish lugum mustafkalei. A michas asachem comes with three lugum. That's the michas asachem. Even by shemen itself or leyayin itself, it's three lugum. Like we learned in the Mishnahs before. At least three lugum. If it's not of two, it doesn't work, the Mishnah said. And kikum mustafkalei, the fifth nafkamin is tuna kemitza. Shein tuna kemitza lugum mustafkalei. A michas asachem is not of kemitza. The wine you pour on the shittim, the soiles, and the shem you mix together and you bring on mizbech, and therefore there's no suffix that you mean minchas nesachim.